jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
Good morning and happy Thursday from Fernando and Greg. And relief, the national emergency is over. Facebook and Instagram are back online.
But are they working?
They were always online.
Mm-hmm.
Were they working?
I just checked Instagram and it's working normally.
It's still got a glitch or two there. But yeah, yesterday was a national disaster. It was bigger than they were talking about this Arctic blast or Arctic bomb that was going to hit the center of the country, dumping tons of snow. But everybody forgot about that when Instagram went down. People went crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was just me. I was like, why isn't our anniversary pictures loading? And I kept trying and trying and it wouldn't work. And then finally I texted you guys in the group chat like, yo, is it down or something?
I noticed it
when I was trying to post something.
Yeah, because I started posting something while we were here at the radio station. When I had gotten home a little bit later on, it was still trying to post it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's happening?
But and unlike then you, Shane, I just went on with my life.
You know what?
You
so
couldn't.
Did I. No, I actually did. I was kind of like, this is actually a little refreshing. Like, wow.
What did you do with the time?
I did a lot. I went shopping. I hung out with my family.
Oh, wow. See, that's a good thing.
I went to eat with my sister.
Maybe it was a social experiment that Facebook and Instagram did yesterday to see what people would do without it.
Maybe Mercury's in retrograde, like I told y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll discuss that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss that a little bit later.
Like, I actually went in the backyard and I threw the ball around for the dogs. Like, oh, this is actually kind of nice.
I wish my email didn't work, but... That's another thing.
Yeah, there you go. Completely different story. 888-456-9970. What did you do with the extra time you had not looking at Facebook or Instagram yesterday? We'll tell you what they think went down coming up inside Dirty on the 30 in a little bit. Thursdays are huge around here because we have more money to give you when we pay your bills. So first of all, we're going to be calling names all day today on the 20s. So you've got a really, really good shot to get your bills paid. Then when you get through, we're going to double your money. You just have to register at 997now.com. Yesterday was our 14th anniversary on the radio in the Bay Area. Thank you again, Bay Area, keeping us here. We love waking up with you each and every single morning.
And thank you, Shan, so much for everything you did.
No,
you went way
pleasure.
Above and beyond.
You guys do so much for me and gave me my first shot in radio. So I had to do something nice for you guys.
I can't wait to see what you do for 15. Actually, Carlos said he's got 15.
Yeah.
He said he's taking
Carlos,
care of
our
it.
Promotions director, said he's got it. I was like, well, you better start planning because quinceañeras take hella long.
Yeah, next year is going to be a quinceañera and he better really start planning now.
And there's no excuses for it being bunk. He needs to do
it. Well, he's got a full year.
Okay.
He's got 364 days now.
Now, after 14 years,
clock.
You would think that Greg and I know each other pretty well. We're going to find out. We had so much fun playing the newlywed game.
I know Fernando really well. Fernando does not know me at all. So, find out next who is the observant one on the show and the other one who's self-absorbed.
We'll play the newlywed game here in about 7 minutes. Happy anniversary. We celebrated 14 years on the air in the Bay yesterday. 14 years of waking up the Bay together. So you think that Greg and I would know each other pretty well. Well, we found out when we played the newlywed game yesterday. And it was so much fun. If you missed it yesterday, we're going to play it again right now.
Shen, you want to play a little newlywed game with us?
All right, we've been doing this for 14 years. Well, we've known each other for over 20.
Yes.
But do we really know each other?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you're going to have to answer about each other, okay? How good you guys know
Who's
each
starting?
Other. So we're going to start with Greg.
Okay.
All right, let's just go down the list, and you're going to click the button, okay?
We're going to start
with... You're asking me the questions about Fernando.
Yes.
All right, well then, let me go up here.
So get Fernando's answers ready. This is the first time
Fernando.
We've ever done this. This is a hard execution.
Yeah. Okay.
Fernando.
All right, go ahead, Shane, ask
me. Okay. If Greg weren't in radio, what would he be doing?
Okay, Fernando, you asked Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
What would I be doing? I would be doing some sort of sports marketing, work for a sports team, the Cowboys, the Longhorns, something. All right?
Let's see what Fernando said.
working at Kmart. No, I'm kidding. He would most likely be a promotions and marketing director for a radio station, possibly in Texas.
Oh, no. She said if he weren't in radio.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's true. Follow the game. How are they going to match if you don't listen?
That's a...
If Greg weren't in radio, what would he be doing? Working in radio.
Radio.
I'm so mad already. Where are those big cards that the couples hit each other with, Shan?
I got some Al Pastor Papi burritos. You can toss them at.
All right, let's go number two.
Okay, all right, number two. If Greg were a Disney character, what Disney character would he be?
What did Fernando say?
Yeah.
Let's see. I would say I would be Frozen. Elsa from Frozen, because I have a frozen heart, but then I thaw out. But I think he would say I would be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
All right, let's see.
All right. Cruella de Vil.
I knew I would be a villain.
All right.
I can't believe you answered that, because I don't like dogs.
She doesn't either.
Oh, I thought she had dogs.
She wanted to make...
No, she wears
wanted to steal
dogs.
Their, yes.
She wanted to make I thought she had all those dogs. I've never seen that show.
No, she had them for a reason.
All right, well, okay. Close enough. We still have 0 points, right?
Yep, okay. How did Greg meet John?
I mean, I think he knows. Grindr?
Let's see what he said.
Black people meet.
I mean, can you get one thing out of my life? Jesus.
Okay.
First of all, never mind. We move on to the next question.
What's Greg's favorite reality show?
I have a new one, but I'll say the one I keep talking about. If he gets this one wrong, I'm really going to be mad, because I've said it's the best show on television for the last 2 weeks. The Real Housewives of New York City.
Married to Medicine. I was going to say Real Housewives.
I said it for the last 2 weeks.
I literally thought that too.
You love that Married to Medicine like you won't believe.
For the last 2 weeks, people.
My God.
Do you see my frustration,
changes.
People? All right, let's see. Okay, this is the last question. Can we get one right?
Okay, let's see. If you were cleaning Greg's closet, what is the strangest thing you would find?
I mean, do you want me to say what
I
it
mean,
would
can
be?
You be can you be
I can.
You say it adultly?
Adultly. Okay.
Like clean.
He'll probably say a dead body, but let me just answer. An adult toy.
Probably a dead body.
Maybe an ex. I don't know. Sort of a mic. See, I know the right answer, but I know how he thinks.
Wait,
do we want to play a song, come back?
Okay, so we're doing it in reverse next. Let's play a song
and
recover, because I'm really mad
right
now.
And it's
your
favorite song. I know that.
Okay. Yeah!
Fernando and Greg.
Turn it up. It's your favorite show.
We celebrated 14 years on the air in the Bay Area. Again, thank you, Bay Area. Keeping us employed. We love waking up with you every single day. So after 14 years, we wanted to see how well we knew one another.
So you just heard the first part of the Newlywed Game.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando failed miserably.
I know. That's fine.
This is why he gets yelled at all the time.
No.
If you're wondering.
But it was funny.
It was. People have
it was
loved
funny
it.
In the game, not in life.
Now let's go over to part two right now and see how well Greg does answering questions about me. Here we go.
Okay.
We go.
And by the way, a lot of people on the Texas Hotline said, you guys do sound like a married couple.
Oh, totally.
Like, just like one. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
You're my longest relationship with just about any man.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
My God.
Okay, first question is, what year and where did you meet Fernando for the very first time?
What year did we meet the first time? 19.
And where?
1995, Austin, Texas. All right.
Let's see.
Let's find out.
1995, Austin, Texas at KHFI. Oh, my God. Do you see when I answer, everything comes back? I can actually match. We already are beating the other version of this.
All right. The second question is, if Fernando were a Disney character, what Disney character would he be?
He probably said something like, dopey. One of the
One of the seven dwarves.
Okay, let's find out.
All right.
He would be Goofy for sure. You better not get this one wrong. He would definitely be Goofy. Right. And you know what's so funny about this? Is Shan said, are you sure you don't want to change your answer to Dopey?
Goofy.
And I said, no, he's more Goofy.
Thanks.
Because I just went to Disney on Ice and Goofy kept falling down on the ice. And I was like, that's Fernando. I kept telling John, look, that Goofy keeps falling.
I don't fall as much as I used to. Anyway, what's the next
one? Okay. How did Fernando meet Jeremy?
Oh.
Well, he knows this. We met on Bear 411.
Let's find out.
They met on Bear 411, a website for bears, I guess. And I even know their first date.
Where did they go?
They took their dogs. This is like my worst nightmare. Their first date was my worst nightmare. They took their dogs on a date.
Oh, my God.
To, like, Fort Funston or something.
That's exactly right.
I'm so good. Like, I'm so good.
Radio, what profession would you be doing?
What would I be doing? Oh my God. What would Greg say though?
This is pretty obvious.
Really?
Read your own Instagram.
On my Instagram, if it's my Instagram, I'm going to say real estate. Is that right?
Well, according to his Instagram, he's a real estate junkie or something like that. So I guess he would be doing real estate.
There's another one.
Can you crown the queen over here? Don't we have a crown?
Dude,
to crown
I was
going to
buy one yesterday. Oh.
Give me, I'll just put on this hat. Yeah. I'm the queen of knowledge.
Damn.
All right, last question.
All right.
Okay. What is Fernando's most awkward trait?
Oh, but there's so many. Let's see.
True.
How many? Okay. Oh, God, this is a stumper. Most awkward trait. Well, you guys were recently just making fun of myself because, like, I kind of talk to myself when I'm trying to get things prepared. Mm-hmm. So talking to myself.
Let's find out.
At the end of something he says that he thinks is funny, he doesn't wait for other people to laugh. He does a cat laugh instead.
What's a cat laugh?
He goes... Fernando is so scared you're not going to laugh at his joke. He laughs at his own joke.
I do.
Before you can laugh at it.
And I've done that since I was a child. And I've always thought that I'd stop, but I don't. It will never go away.
Well, looks like Greg won this one.
Is there a prize?
You didn't get the last one right.
You
can get the cookies
Thank you.
Okay.
Take your cookie. All right. The newlywed game. Thanks for playing along, everybody.
I got bills.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
You made it in with 45 seconds left on your clock.
Oh, my God.
The sand was running down on the hourglass.
Oh, wow. I was in bed. Somebody just called me and woke me up.
You better take that person.
This is the best wake-up call ever.
Yes, you better take that person to lunch because you've won on a Thursday, which means we are not only paying your bill, but we are doubling it.
Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever.
There you go.
Sure
so,
is.
All right.
So
well, we'll get all your information, and then you're more than free to go back to sleep and have sweet dreams.
There you
go.
Oh,
my God. You don't know how much this
means to me. Hey,
thank you.
Shout out that person. Shout out the person who called you.
Hey, Joanne, thank you so much. You are going to lunch for free.
Hey, that's a good friend.
We said we doubled your bill. You take her to dinner, honey.
Hold on.
Fernando.
Going to dinner.
I'm going
to pay your bills. Yeah.
No.
House of prime rib.
Uh-huh. All right. Facebook and Instagram down yesterday for the entire planet. When you logged on to check your... for your friends
Ben,
or read some fake
hand.
News.
It's still shaking from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
I know. You, like, text us in a panic. Like, I can't get on Instagram.
I had to cover all my bases because I was trying to post on Fernando and Greg. I'm like, they're going to see all these pictures not posted, and they're going to blame me. So is this ish down or what?
Yeah, no. I knew when I left. I was like, why are there no likes on my picture?
No, zero. There was zero.
Literally, Greg and I were walking into work, and he's like, I'm so disappointed. I posted that picture, and, like, I'm so bummed because it's not going to get as many likes as it would have gotten.
Yeah, it was our anniversary. Our anniversary picture that I posted after the show yesterday, and then I'm like, wow, people hate us. We're getting no likes. Fernando and Greg's anniversary are getting zero likes. Man. And then I realized when I tried to refresh it, then it wouldn't refresh.
Well, I tried to post two pictures from the anniversary. And then, yeah, they basically just, you see that line that doesn't complete, like, the entire day. I'm like, why aren't these going up? So Facebook really couldn't give an answer for much of the day as to what took out not only their site, but Instagram and their WhatsApp as well.
I told you, it was the Russians.
Well, maybe.
The Russians hacked in again.
They did figure out that web traffic, there was a web traffic jam with a European internet company, and it got so large that it disrupted Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. That is according to an engineer on internet network performance.
So, grandmas couldn't do Facebook.
Yep.
Millennials couldn't do Instagram, and cheaters couldn't do WhatsApp.
Right.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know I'm right.
This is a wide, sweeping situation.
Anytime a guy asks me if I have WhatsApp, I'm like, oh, you got a boyfriend.
Stop with that.
Oh, you got a wife.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a wife. What you mean? Do I have WhatsApp? Why do I need WhatsApp? Why can't I text you? Oh, I know. Because we need to love trap you.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I'm going to love trap your WhatsApp. Yeah.
You don't live in Asia or Europe, so why do you have WhatsApp?
Exactly.
Also, and this is sort of, this is tech connected, over 200 researchers have come together now to sign a petition. They're all from 40 different countries expressing serious concern about the potential dangers of Apple AirPods and other Bluetooth-type earbuds. They signed the petition because there is a possible cancer risk due to Bluetooth technology and the radio waves that are transmitted via these little small.
Something's going to get me. I can't be worrying about this kind of stuff. But if you want to stop, I mean, listen, I pay too much money to stop using them. So I'm going to have to take the risk. Something's going
to
get me.
Right. I ain't going back to, like, big old headphones with the big old wire on them.
I have to have the ones with the wires on them. I would lose them instantly.
You know that there have been so many instances where I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I knew the year of the pig was lucky for me because not once but twice I dropped an earbud out of my pocket at Walgreens one day. I was walking out the door. A girl ran up to me, stopped me, and said, "You dropped this."
Oh.
All right. Then I was at Trader Joe's. I dropped one. Couldn't find it, got to my car, went back, and it was still in the same checkout line.
Oh.
It was right there. I'm like, this is my lucky year. I keep finding this earbud over and over again, and it's the earbud I had found that I had lost a year ago. I had found it already in the year of the pig.
The pig is looking out for you.
The pig is looking out for me.
Yeah.
I keep finding this earbud, but maybe I'm not lucky. Maybe it's just the universe trying to give me cancer.
And it's saying, stop using them.
No, yeah, it's putting it back in my ear.
Depends on how you look at it. But yes, the placement in the ear canal of the AirPods or others like it exposes the tissues in the head to relatively high levels of radio frequency radiation. So that's where they think maybe over time.
You're not safe from anything. I just saw a story where a guy used a Q-tip and he rubbed so hard in there that an infection got into his skull and brain.
Jesus.
Stop. Did he die?
He's got the infection.
No, that's so sad.
So, like, no, you're not safe, okay? So just live your life.
It
like,
anything whatever. Get you.
The moment safe. You think safe. You're safe, you're going to walk outside and a bus is going to hit you.
Right?
And so just keep it real and keep it moving.
You use a microwave that has radioactive
We
stuff.
Use microphones. God knows. Why do we going to have lip cancer?
I mean, everybody uses this microphone.
Like, I'm eating hot Cheetos every day of my life. I'm going to get...
And you'll probably outlive us all,
girl. Yeah, probably.
All right, that's
you're
your
You're
going to
be orange. When you're older, which you'll outlive us all.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, Klay Thompson was obviously listening to the Fernando and Greg show because he did the right thing yesterday after we spanked him mightily for blaming the fans for the Warriors losing to the last place team in the conference, the Phoenix Suns, on Sunday night. He criticized the fans saying they had no energy and that's why the team had no energy. We slammed Klay for that and he has now sort of apologized. Oh. I don't know if this is an apology. It's as good as you're going to get.
I was hoping for more.
He said, "I love Dub Nation. We have the greatest fan base in sports. We feed greatly off their energy and Oracle, and I meant no disrespect." So I ask you, Shan, because you two are the same age. Mm-hmm. Is that an apology? I meant no disrespect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a apology.
That's like, not, I'm sorry.
He didn't mean no disrespect. That's the same thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
What did he mean?
That means I'm sorry.
I will take it at face value.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect you.
I know, but I would have rather him say, I was wrong. Uh-huh. Like, I meant no disrespect was like, okay, I almost feel like it, like, I said something and you took it wrong or something like that. I want him to say, well, I was wrong.
I think what I would have wanted to hear would be, and listen, it wasn't your fault. I don't even know why I said that. It was us. We didn't bring the energy that night.
That was him apologizing.
All right. Well, I'm going to accept it either way because he's so cute. But if he weren't so cute.
Saying no offense, but.
And if he didn't come back last night and he was on fire. Mm-hmm. And so was Steph Curry. Steph Curry broke out of his slump last night. He was on fire. Klay was on fire. And just when you think they lose to the worst team at home, and then they go to Houston against the Rockets, who've won 9 straight games, are coming up right on their heels for first place, and then they beat them. So it's like, how do you figure this team out? And KD wasn't even playing last night. He's injured. And so you're like, oh, okay, yeah, you can sleepwalk through the Suns game and win it. And then you're going to go over there without one of your best players. You're, of course, going to get trounced. And it happens exactly opposite. It's so hard to figure out this team. But hopefully they've righted the ship a little bit. They got a few days off, and then they've got to go to Oklahoma City, another team that is on a roll right now. And just hours after J-Lo's engagement with A-Rod, former A's star Jose Canseco, of course, tweeted out an accusation that A-Rod was a cheater. And he claimed that not only was he cheating, but he was cheating with Canseco's ex-wife, Jessica. Well, yesterday, Jessica finally spoke. She clapped back at Jose. She tweeted out, "Those false allegations Jose is making are not true." You have to say they're not true when you've said they're false allegations. Those false allegations are not true. Mm. Yeah, I think you don't have to say that. Anyway, she said, "I have known Alex for many years and haven't even seen him for 5. I certainly have never slept with him. I'm friendly with both of him and Jennifer." Then she took a shot at Jose. Now, Jose, if you don't know, he's really weird. He's kind of crazy. All those steroids he did back in the 90s kind of got to his head, I think. He had tweeted out a few days or weeks or whatever ago that he had hung out with some aliens. Not illegal aliens, but aliens.
Sounds credible.
So you are really dumb.
Well, that's what she said. She said, as for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends.
Hey! Oh.
He also, she did not reference this, but he also said that he had an encounter with Bigfoot as well.
Oh.
So, and A-Rod, they asked him as he was walking into the gym the other day, and he just laughed and kept on walking about the accusations. But Jessica, with the clapback, apparently she ain't sleeping with
him. Good on her for getting out there and trying to clear this up. So that's good. All right.
The false allegations aren't true.
The false allegations are not true. Your false allegations are not true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Shan, you have been talking about this for weeks now, and I think you did a Shandini yesterday. Mercury in retrograde. Is it affecting your life? It certainly affected Instagram and Facebook yesterday. We'll talk about it next.
All right. And if they're playing with balls?
And, oh, yeah.
I'm on!